You're listening to SBS News.
The second son of the Queen says it has become clear to him in recent days his association with sex offender Jeffrey Epstein had become a major distraction to the royal family's charitable work. Prince Andrew has stepped back from all public duties. The move comes following his interview with the BBC's Emily Maitlis, which failed to dispel concerns about the relationship with Epstein.
Do I regret the fact that he has quite obviously conducted himself in a manner unbecoming? Yes.
Unbecoming? He was a sex offender?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm being polite, in the sense that he was a sex offender.
Former Royal Press Secretary Dicky Arbiter says the Prince's decision is no surprise given the disastrous fallout from the TV interview.
Well, it has backfired in the most spectacular way, but I'm not surprised that he stepped back. I was saying as such on Monday, I was tweeting as such on Sunday, that it was inevitable. It couldn't go on like this. The press has been vociferous in its attack, in its reporting, and he now needs to and has decided to step back. He can now take stock of where his future lies.
The Prince's statement does not say if this is a temporary or permanent change in his role. The decision of a senior royal to step away from his royal duties is extremely unusual and reflects the degree to which charities and educational institutions, including those in Australia, had been questioning their associations with him. Prince Andrew's interview was carried out against the advice of his PR advisor Jason Stein, who had specifically told him the interview was a bad idea.
We're staying at the house of a convicted sex offender.
It was a convenient place to stay.
Jason Stein resigned after his advice was ignored. Dicky Arbiter says many are wondering why the Prince decided to go ahead anyway.
That's only a question that he can answer. Why did he do it? I doubt whether he sought advice, and if he did seek advice, I understand it would have been from his private secretary, Amanda Thirsk. Certainly the press office, communications office of Buckingham Palace probably knew nothing about it. It's something that he probably felt that it was a good thing to do, to clear his name. If he thought it was crisis management, well, it's created a crisis rather than managing it. And as a result of that crisis, he's had to now step back from all public duties.
The chief criticism levelled at Prince Andrew was that he failed to express concern for Epstein's victims, many of whom were underage and were victims of trafficking and forced to have sex with powerful friends of the billionaire. Royal commentator and biographer Claudia Joseph says in the interview, the Prince showed no empathy for the victims.
It was a very misguided interview, and I think it's very sad that he wasn't briefed properly. The decision perhaps should have been made not to do the interview because he obviously wasn't able to be remorseful. We've now seen from the current statement that he's finally recognising the victims and also talking about his ill-judged association. But certainly on Saturday night, he showed no empathy and no understanding, and at that stage was not regretting his association with Epstein.
In his statement, the Prince said that he would be willing to help any appropriate law enforcement agency with their investigations if required. That could be of particular value to the US investigation into the Epstein affair, as the FBI widens the scope of its investigation in an attempt to identify more victims. Claudia Joseph said Prince Andrew should probably have gone down that road in the first place.
I think I would have advised him that it would probably be more sensible to talk to law enforcement than public television. Obviously, presumably that might have leaked anyway, what he'd said to them. But I think that it would be much more sensible to get his story across and think of the victims rather than trying to rehabilitate his own image and failing so disastrously.
Another royal biographer, Catherine Mayer, has told the Guardian newspaper that she expects the Prince will end up spending the rest of his days somewhere warm and agreeable. Alan Lee, SBS News.